I couldn't wait to ride him this time last year in the Topham Trophy at Aintree, and it just went so smoothly all the way until we got to the elbow and he fell in the hole. And we couldn't really explain it at the time. We were hoping it was a bit of weakness or something. Went back to the Paddy Power in Cheltenham in November. We really fancied him. He was disappointing. He was then third in Cheltenham in December. But since Paul has done him for his wind, he looks a much stronger horse now. And we're hoping that that was the problem, that his wind was catching him out. And that's why he was stopping. Obviously, 3 1/4 miles looks like it's going to stretch his stamina, but we're hoping that the wind up will make the difference. And, you know, it's a 50 grand race, and Paul is chasing Nicky Henderson, so we're really hopeful of a big run.
Excellent stuff. We'll move to tomorrow's race in. Not too often you go to Downpatrick, but you find yourself there tomorrow, and a mixed bag of rides, I would call it, I suppose. And first off, Sarabad, who you can't get away from. He's been disappointing since joining William Mullins.
That's probably putting it mildly. He's been very disappointing. He looks very ordinary. He ran moderate in Leopardstown, and we were making excuses because there was a couple of loose horses interfered with him. But he ran abysmal in Thurles. His work at home, he doesn't set the world alight. We're hoping maybe good ground brings out a bit of improvement in him, and he goes back to what looked like okay in form in France. But I think Gordon Elliott's horse, Cause the Causes, whatever you call him, he'd be very hard to beat in the rest.
Okay, moving on to the conditions hurdle. Twin Light, very classy form last year as a novice hurdler. Not too far off some pretty good horses in that grade one at Punchestown. He did fall on his chasing debut back over hurdles. Is that because he was injured or a confidence issue? Or
yeah, he got quite a bad cut in Thurles when he fell, and he missed a bit of time. So at this stage in the year, there's no point in losing his novice tag over fences. So that's why he's back over hurdles. Like last year in Punchestown, he turned in upside Grand Jouet in the four-year-old hurdle. A reproduction of that run would give him a real big shout, but he missed a bit of time, so we're hoping he's fit enough.
Okay, moving on to the handicap hurdle on the card, where you team up with Tony Martin about Sober Sailor. His fourth behind Folsom Blue isn't bad. That was 3 starts back, but he has been disappointing since.
He has been disappointing since. Tony thinks the good ground will bring out some improvement in him. He thinks he'll run well. He's probably the best rider I have for Tony. And, you know, it's a modest affair being realistic. It's an ordinary race, and if he comes back to his Folsom Blue run, he'll be hard to beat.
And the big one of the day, the Ulster Grand National. Again, you team up with Tony Martin. Ask me, Ro. First question, how will he handle the quicker ground? Second question, will he get 3.5 miles?
He'll handle the ground. I think he wants the ground. I won a novice chase on him at Easter a couple of years ago. Trip's a big issue. He's not a quick horse, but I'm not sure he stays either. I think he falls between the rock and the hard mess. He's more of a slow 2.5 miler. I think 3.5 will really struggle, will really stretch his stamina. I hope I'm wrong, but from riding him in the past, I just think 3.5 will be too far for him.
So I presume quiet ride, see if he can get the trip. And
exactly. I mean, if I'm not on the bridle going to the second last, I'm goosed. So we'll be sneaking along and delivering our challenges as late as we can.
And finally, in the handicap chase over 2.5 miles, again, you team up with Tony Martin. Vitrick Scale, who did win for Nicky Henderson a long time ago in a Folkestone novice, but yet to win for Tony Martin.
No, once the ground. I rode her in a hurdle race in Ferry House. Ground was just too soft. Paul Carby rode the last day in Leopardstown. Ran well, met with some interference. There's quite a number of fallers there on the race, and you know, was badly hampered at 2 out. Look, I think it's Philly. She doesn't have anything in hand. She's not that well handicapped, but she's consistent. She likes the ground, and she really gets the trip really well. So we're hoping for a big run.
Okay, moving back to today, Goran Park, plenty of William Mullins representatives that you might have an eye on. Starting in the opener, Lockard, former David Watchman. Flat horse, flat bread, but 2.5 miles today.
Yeah, has to be the question mark. His work has improved a good bit since he was fought on his debut in Ferry House. You know, after I looked at it this morning, I actually thought the race was a 2 mile race, and I was really fancying him. 2.5, off the hill today. And Tippy runs no one in low, but he's a better horse than he was.
Okay, moving on to the second maiden again, a 2.5 miler. Are you right, Chief? You've ridden this the last few times. He's a bumper winner, but yet to strike over hurdles.
Yeah, good run, Gordon. Good run, Navin. Disappointed in Clonmel. He's slow, and I'd say Clonmel was just too sharp for him. You know, Clonmel's quite a tactical track with the hill after you pass the winning post, and I was struggling in the wrong parts of the race. So I'd say put a line through his Clonmel run, go back to his Gorn and Navin runs, and they give him a really good shout. I think the bigger track in Gorn will suit him. I think he's a great chance.
Okay, we'll move to the handicap hurdle. An interesting runner here, Scholar's Mate. One of his first 2 starts for William Mullins. We haven't seen him in a good few years, though.
No, it's an interesting one. He was before that. he actually has a bit of a hand.